see it? There it was again.
What? She what?
I guess your eyes are faster than ours, son.
Isn't it time we had a president like Dr. Robotnik, who cares about apple pie?
Didn't you see it? There it was again.
What? She what?
I guess your eyes are faster than ours, son.
President posters with my picture and paste them up all over Mobius.
But Dr. Robotnik, we're vicious evil robots. Running for election is legal.
Do as I say, or I'll grind you down into iron filings.
1 million posters coming up.
With him.
You don't think he could win, do you, Sonic?
Not if I have anything to say about it, Tails. And I will. Catch you later, little bro.
That's not how the rest of them look! I'm sure...
Buying this little baby.
Look here.
Ice dispenser. Ah, no second thoughts. All sales are final.
Dr. Robotnik, sir. All that time I helped Sonic. It's business. Nothing personal.
Forget the pie. past, Wiz. Let's talk about the future. Your future. Managing my campaign for president.
What is this, a joke? No offense, Doc, but even I wouldn't elect a ruthless power man tyrant like you.
Who dares to call my little darling a tyrant?
Dr. Robotnik Palsy! You're looking more presidential every second! Yes, sir! Well, what are we waiting for, Mr. President? It's
next president. At the bottom of the poll, with 0.01% apiece, are mosquitoes, the plague, paper cuts that don't heal, and Dr. Robotnik.
Relax, madam. First, we'll start some malicious rumors about Henry Walrus. Then, we'll give your son an image they can't touch, Robotnik the Family Man.
Why, you idiot! I have no family to speak of.
What do you mean? I'm your family!
Exactly. How could I forget?
I see your point, but I have a solution. A dozen cans of hairspray. A gross of toothpaste. A little mascara. And for public speaking, a broken record. Voila! The politician's perfect mate, Robo-Wife!
Cookies, anyone?
I don't know about this, Wes. I tried having a wife once and it didn't work out.
You'll just have to try again. You can't get elected without one. The voters expect it.
I've shared my entire life with this wonderful man, and I know Dr. Robotnik will be the best president Mobius has ever had.
Spitting Cobra. Myself. Chili dog flambé.
On the house. Whoa! Thanks, Bert. Thanks, Roxy.
Anything for you, Sonic. You got a lot of sand to keep button heads with Robotnik. I can't believe that poor cat's running for office.
Hey, is this one of his ads?
Haven't you ever wanted to return to a simpler time in Mobius? When we had simple virtues and simple people?
was that?
Didn't see a darn thing.
Me neither.
Well, I did.
Remember simple family values, like apple pie.
And Mom, smile and pick up your pie.
Didn't you see it? There it was again.
What? She what?
I guess your eyes are faster than ours, Sonic.
Isn't it time we had a president like Dr. Robotnik, who cares about apple pie, Mom, and the Mobius flag?
Oh, you morons!
You're absolutely right, darling.
Oh, man, you have to be hypnotized to vote for a guy that bogus. I say something wrong?
He's slamming on hesitate.
What happened, Sonic? I just heard on the radio that Robotnik could be our next president.
Yikes. Not a chance, Teal, because I'm running for president. I'll fight fire with fire. Speaking of which, look out! I may be running for president, but now I'm just running.
Make fun of our next president again, and you'll get worse than that.
Hey, what's got into Bert?
Those Robotnik commercials on television must have some hypno thing that's too fast for anyone to pick up on, except me.
Glad I didn't see them. But if everyone's hypnotized to vote for Robotnik, how can you win for president?
The main thing is to make Robotnik lose. And you're forgetting, there isn't a race run I can't win.
Vote Robotnik for president. I am the best. I'm right in the fight against Sonic. Vote.
Excuse me a sec.
Robotnik is a fool. Robotnik is a pest. Vote Sonic for president. Robotnik is a pest. Fight in Sonic for president.
I'm just getting warmed up.
The Robotnik for President bandwagon is gaining strength as the candidate sets out on a whistle-stop tour across Mobius.
They like me. They really like me.
What did I tell you? You conquer with cleverness and money, not brute force.
Yes, I can get to greatness.
Punch in, and I'll get some pictures of you being friendly.
Being what?
In Robotnik's campaign.
Your egg roll smells delicious.
Are you nuts? If you want these votes, you better eat that.
Ah, I love tacos. Learn how to cook a garbage dump.
Your lousy manners are ruining the hypnovision. We gotta run, literally. scratching Bowser on security detail.
Hey, this thing isn't working. What's the score?
7-6.
Hey, Mac, gotta do a safety inspection.
Fine, yeah, sure, Mac. Don't bother us.
In every place where he has campaigned. But in a moment, we'll meet him and his lovely robo-wife.
Oh, Dr. Robotnik, you men in power are so powerful. Isn't there somewhere where we could be alone?
Certainly, but my...
We're on in a minute.
TV show to do. We'll have to meet later.
Oh, then let me fix your makeup.
Come, my dear.
Break a leg, Botsy.
For woman, I'll make sure you break a leg, Botsy.
Well, of course, blah blah blah. Robotnik.
Your opponent, Sonic, says you're ducking the issue.
I'm not ducking anything. I'll debate him anytime, anywhere.
Let's debate right here. Let the voters decide.
Well, we, need time to work out the, debate format and,
See? Now he's ducking the debate.
I never duck anything. Okay with me.
I'll kill the balloon belly bum.
We'll begin our debate after this.
Sonic during the debate.
Well, well! He didn't want us in his campaign! Our methods were too crude! But now he needs us!
Yeah! Well, we might help if you had some cabinet positions in mind for us.
I am a scoundrel. But if you vote for me, you'll get a kinder Robotnik. You'll get a gentler Robotnik. I can't stand it anymore! I don't care what happens to me as long as I take you with me!
Oh, Botsy, that's so romantic.
You lousy two-timing heel!
Now that's just sad. Is that what you folks want? Your next president coming out of some smoke-filled room? Or are you gonna vote for me?
Yeah, Wes Weasley here. Is that telephone sales job still open?
The ballots have been counted, and Sonic is the winner. The final tally is 90 million to one.
After all I went through, I get one stinking vote? Impossible. At the very least, Mama Scratch and Grounder all voted for me.
Well, actually, Dr. Robotnik, we got so busy.
Yeah, and this is kind of an important point. We kind of forgot to vote.
You forgot?
Well, I didn't forget. I voted against you.
Mama, how could you?
Easy, because you can't do anything right.
Betrayed by my own mother. Then again, that makes me feel better about betraying you.
So, Sonic, I would like to thank everyone for voting.
Among us.
I always say if you can't join them, beat them.
You really are a sore loser. Accent on sore. Well, looks like it's a landslide against Robotnik.
I hate that hedgehog!
The dogs are nearly done.
Ouch! Toothache!
Have you been brushing lately, Tails? You could have a cavity. Ooh, way past gross. And as regularly. Teeth are meant to last a lifetime, but they won't unless you take care of them.
Anyway, so, LD Beth, 8 Megs, Praetor, thank you for coming here, FF Fog. Mm-hmm. That was my Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, thing. This is the ZDR Monster Show. Mario. Okay, so, wonder if this works. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching, the limitations of writing a web application using the CGI method. Echo content type HTML. So what is this proper? Is this how you do the CGI stuff? Because that doesn't look like how you make a CGI script in Bash. Okay, apparently it is correct. So, not sure if you're supposed to put in the, exit there. So, 8 Megs, can you, 8 Megs, can you just, remove the exit once you try all other methods? Okay. So I can write a Yah basic script that simply outputs an HTML page, basically. Bobblin sits on a chair, and Sonic the Hedgehog starts coming towards him. Sonic looks at Bobblin's cute blue eyes as he prepares to speak out some dialogue. "Hey, Bobblin, I have a hilarious joke that I'd like to tell you," Sonic tells the green bubble dragon. "Yeah, what is it?" Bobblin asks in reply. Sonic chuckles as he starts to pull the joke from his hind, thinking it will be very funny to everyone he tells it to. "A man has fallen into the river in Lego City," the hedgehog spits out, but Bobblin was unamused. You thought I'd laughed at that? It's the same joke from a few years ago, sure, but you're laughing at a poor man falling into the river in Lego trademark. City trademark. Bobblin told Sonic, showing his unamusedness. Sonic seems to get offended by this, wanting to punch Bobblin in the face hard. Sonic tries punching Bobblin in the face, but he can't feel like doing it. Sonic still cares for the bubble dragon and can't just punch him just because he didn't laugh at the joke. Look. That was okay, but laugh at my jokes the next time. Or else, Sonic told Bobblin. Bobblin didn't respond. He still looks unamused. He seems to think that Sonic's joke is unfunny enough to not warrant anything but walking away, which he then does. Sonic sees this as guilt for not coming up with a funnier joke. He goes back to the comedy drawing board to come up with something better. So, I'm going to install something.